Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Totally Unexpected podcast with Charlize Chu. I'm your host, Charlize Chu, also known as Shark Style, on TikTok and Instagram. Today, we are going to be talking about basically the whole process of me getting into fashion school, how I became a fashion major, because a lot of people wanted to know. And if you're curious or you want to go to fashion school and be a fashion student, I will have some tips and tricks, I guess, or basically just how I got in, all the things I had to do, and yeah, so let's get right into it. First, we're going to start off with talking about how I even decided to become a fashion major. I think a lot of people kind of think that when you become a major in something like fashion or, I don't know, film, photography, anything like that, you have to be like amazing at it, but honestly, you really don't. There are like two types of people at fashion school. You either have the people who are really on it. They've known that they were into fashion and they want to become a fashion student like ever since they've been out of the womb, or else you have those people who want to have a career in fashion but have no clue what the heck is going on, but like just really want to have a career in fashion, so they decided to become a fashion major. I am the second choice. I had really no clue about anything in the fashion industry or the retail industry. You know, there are a lot of people at fashion school who know like a lot of the facts about, you know, just like random facts about Coco Chanel and so on. And I honestly had no clue about anything related to fashion. I just knew that I liked fashion. And I knew that I wanted to go into like a career that was, I guess, non-traditional. But honestly, retail has the highest employment rate, so I guess it's not really non-traditional considering there's a lot of people who have jobs in retail and the retail industry. But I feel like being a fashion major is a lot more non-traditional than, I don't know, being like an engineer or a regular business major. I am currently a first year fashion business major at, well, I'm not going to say what school just for privacy reasons, but I feel like you could probably figure out what school I go to if you do like your research, you know. So yeah, I wasn't really the type of person to know exactly what major I want to go into. And that's totally fine, because I feel like when you're in high school, they don't really like do anything to help you decide. They just kind of push you into it and you're just supposed to decide yourself. So I think the hard thing though is that like if you go to like a complete fashion school, it's really hard to change your major to be something that's not into fashion if that's not something that you wanted. But yeah, so my junior year going into senior year, I was trying to decide like what college I was gonna go to, and like in that whole process, deciding what majors, and a lot of people do that too, which I feel like some people don't realize, is a lot of people have a list of schools and like they don't have the same major for all those schools, you know, like people will look at schools specifically for different majors and then just kind of choose one at the end. Like I said, you kind of just get pushed into it, so it's not a big deal if you don't know for sure if the major you want to go into is the major you actually want, because in college, people do switch majors a lot and double major. But yeah, so I had a lot of different schools listed. I forgot how long my list was. My list was really long. I was doing a lot of research over the summer. I even like looked up schools in Canada because I went to Canada over the summer and I wanted to live at Canada. So I was researching schools in Canada as well, but obviously that's kind of unrealistic for me to just move to Canada for school. But yeah, I had a list. I think I was thinking of like graphic design at one point, and then I was thinking of being a film major, and I was also thinking of performance theater arts, performing arts. I wanted to go into performing arts for like a really long time, but I think like especially like more towards my senior year, I kind of realized that that wasn't really something I was that into, and also I was not like great at it either. So yeah, and it's all about like experimenting, and I definitely recommend doing all that experimenting and like joining clubs kind of towards your major or anything that you're interested in, so you kind of get a feel if that's something you really like or not. And I took a bunch of different fashion classes and like did a lot more fashion things my senior year, so that kind of really helped me decide as to what major to go into. The school that I'm going to now, which is like a full-on fashion school, there are schools that offer fashion majors but aren't like full-on fashion schools, you know, like there are different majors as well. But the school I go to is a full-on fashion school, and I was really hesitant at first about applying because I was like, I don't know if I want to be like 100% a fashion major, you know, like during the beginning of my senior year. So I was like, I don't know. But then I just ended up applying. I was like, whatever, because I literally only applied to like, I don't even know. I think I applied to like two or three schools because I was like still like on the edge. Like I didn't know if I want to be a film major or a fashion major. So I had one school that had both fashion and film, and then one school that was just fashion. And I got into the fashion and film one, and I was kind of like, I don't know. I think also a lot of the thing is like, I never visited either of the schools, but I kind of did like a virtual visit, as you will. And you need to really kind of get the environment, the climate of the school as well. I feel like that is kind of important. And while I was getting a feel of the fashion and film school that I got into, I was still like a little iffy because I was like, oh, I don't know if I like the environment of this, you know, but like I said, I still wasn't sure if I wanted to go to a full-on fashion school. But then like once I got into the fashion school, the full-on fashion school, I think I knew I got into the fashion and film school like really early on, but then I didn't know about the school, the fashion school, until like second semester. But once I found out, that kind of just like completed my decision. Like as soon as I found out that I got into the fashion school, I was like, you know what? No, like this is the school I want to go to. Like I was more excited about getting into this school, and I'm a lot like relieved. Like I felt really relieved that I got into this school, so I didn't have to go to the fashion and film school because I just didn't really like the environment of that school, if that makes sense. So that was basically like me getting into that school. Like up until the point that I got into that school, I wasn't really sure. But once I got in, I was like 100% sure that I wanted to go to this school. So that's basically how I decided to become a fashion major. You know, it was really not like a type of thing that I was like, I've always known, you know. It was kind of just really spontaneous. And that's honestly like fine. Like I feel like people act like that's not okay, but it's fine. Like a lot of high schoolers kind of just don't know what's going on during the college process at all, which honestly high schools need to work on that, because genuinely though, like a lot of high school, I know like so many high schoolers who were really stressed out about that too, like not knowing, because it's really hard to like decide that, you know, just like all of a sudden you get pushed into this process of deciding your whole future, and like high school doesn't really do anything to help you. You just take a bunch of random classes in hopes that you figure out like a subject that you like, but you know, there's no there's no required like fashion class, you know. I just took that on my own, but there's no required course for that. So it's not like you really know. But anyways, the process of me getting into fashion school, honestly, for me, the process was not difficult at all. And getting in, I don't think is really that hard. But that's according to like my GPA and like my work ethic in school, you know. But like for me personally, it was really easy for me to get in. I watched a lot of videos about the process of getting into the fashion school that I wanted. The fashion and film school was like super easy too. I don't even remember, but I got this like email basically saying that because my grades and like my scores were good enough, I didn't need to go through the whole process. I just needed to like write this short essay. So that was really easy. And then I like found out that I got in like right away. But the full-on fashion school, for me, I'm a fashion business major. So every major is different, the process of getting in. But as a fashion major, I just had to write an essay, and that was really it. I watched a lot of videos on the process and how to write the essay because for that school, there's no like resume. Like you don't have anything to tell the school like what you did in school, like your leadership activities and so on. So you had to like integrate that in your essay because usually college essays are like very much narratives almost, like mostly like storytelling, like actually an essay. But this one is like more of a resume because that's how you were really supposed to let them know that you did a lot of things in high school. But the question was like obviously about fashion and about that fashion industry. So you had to like integrate what you did in high school and what you've done in your life to fashion and how that relates back to fashion. But even if the question is like, why do you want to be a fashion major? Why do you want to go to fashion school? You can't just say like, oh, ever since I was born, I wanted to be a fashion major. Like you can't say that because that is literally probably what everyone was probably going to say. Like, obviously you are into fashion. Like we know that you're going to fashion school. So when a question of your essay is something like that, you can't just say the obvious, you know, you have to say how your perspective is unique on that, you know? So I was like talking about like all the things that I've done in life. I think I was talking about playing guitar in life and I related that to fashion somehow. I honestly do not remember. And I think I said about being like in coming from an Asian family and how I had to prove to my mom growing up that I can be a fashion major, something like that. But yeah, so basically don't just say that you want to go into fashion because you like fashion, because they know that already. They want to know more about you. But that's like for specifically my major, because I know for like if you want to go into design, that's almost like the type of major that you kind of do have to already know that that's what you wanted to go into for a while, because you need to submit a portfolio. And I'm pretty sure that's like the same for other art and photography majors. You have to have a portfolio that you've been working on for a while and submit that portfolio. So yeah, it really depends on your major. I heard a design major is a lot harder. So, and I suck at drawing. So I'm not fit for a design major at all. And also going back to my essay, I did have it like proofread by my English teacher and a lot of other different people a lot of times, which I really recommend. No matter how easy the college is to get into or how high your chances are in getting into that college, I still recommend like proofreading your essay and having other people read it, because your perspective on how you read your essay might be very different, especially because you wrote it. So you probably know like what you meant when you were typing some things, but like other people might not understand what you were talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely recommend having it proofread. I had it proofread like a lot of different times. And my English teacher, she's amazing. I loved her. She's so smart and she proofread it. But now that I'm in fashion school, I'm almost done with first semester of my freshman year. And I guess I'll kind of go into like how it's like. However, I am remote. So basically, whenever everyone asks me like what fashion school is like, I honestly can't answer that well because I'm remote. So I'm at home. It's honestly just like learning through YouTube. You know how you like learn new things sometimes by watching YouTube videos? That's kind of how it feels like right now. And at one point, I did get really sad. Like I was at like a kind of a low point because I felt like I couldn't figure out what I was doing with my life. And there are some people that I know who go to the same school that I do that moved to New York and were able to kind of experience a lot of like, you know, the New York life. And I was really sad that I didn't get to, but also it's kind of like times are different right now. And I do truly believe that everything happens for a reason. So if I don't get to go now, if I can't go next semester, which I already know I can't go next semester, you know, I will hopefully be able to go one day. And when that day comes, it will be a lot more, like 10 times amazing. So yeah, I don't really know how to answer like what it's like, because it's literally just me on the computer at my home 24/7. The thing that's really nice though is that you can choose your classes and the times of your classes and everything. It's really flexible. So the way I set up my classes is I take my classes 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And Tuesdays, I think I have two classes. Thursday, I have three classes. And I think Wednesday, I also have three classes. My Wednesdays, like, all day, like, from 8 a.m. No, it's from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 5 p.m., I think. That's my Wednesday classes. So it's, like, all day. So you have to be able to, like, get through that. But, like, then I have Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays off. So that's really nice, especially when I'm filming and I have to make videos and stuff like that. I have those days to do that. However, it is really hard for me to stay focused in class because I don't have great self-discipline. So it's really hard for me to sit in a three-hour lecture and just listen and just sit there and listen and retain the information. That's like the biggest worry I have, is that like I can't retain all the information that I've been learning right now. Like, it's really hard for me. Like, I feel like in a year I'm not going to remember anything I learned. However, there are some things that I do learn, you know, from my advertising and like my marketing class and stuff like that, that I do like incorporate with my actual life, you know, because TikTok is technically a business if you really think about it. So I do incorporate like marketing strategies that I learned from school into what I do. And it actually is really useful. And I think in general, like I do like genuinely learn a lot more about the fashion industry and just everything, because the teachers and the professors seem really enthusiastic and knowledgeable about what they do. You know, I have all these like professors who've had like such great experiences in the industry. And I don't know if that's like every professor in every school, but like compared to like my teachers in high school, like they just seem like they know so much and that they genuinely enjoy whatever they're teaching. So that's really nice. And I definitely think like whatever you're getting into, like if you want to be a photographer in the future, if you want to do what, I still definitely think going to college and learning about it is so useful rather than just deciding that you're going to just teach yourself or kind of go on your own way. But I know that that's not the case for everyone. Not everyone can have that option. But personally, for me, like, if I just decided to be, like, a freelance stylist without going to college, I don't think I would know this much. Like, I don't think I could ever, like, be able to get this much information. And you also, like, get, like, because I have this Excel class, which in the industry, like, I think depending on your major, Excel is, like, apparently something that you really have to use and, like, know. I think especially for a business major, like, you have to know Excel. And so I'm taking the class right now, and I have to take this exam, which I'm taking this week. And if I pass the exam, you get this certificate. Like, it says, like, an Excel certificate. So that's really good for jobs that you want to go into, because then they'll know that you know how to use Excel. So they'll most likely pick you. I mean, that's not, like, the biggest factor as to why they're going to pick you. But, like, the fact that you know how to use Excel and, like, having to know how to use Excel for most business jobs will really help. And it's all about networking. That's what I've heard. Like, all my teachers, my professors have been saying, like, you need to get networking. But like I said, it's kind of hard because we're remote. I really don't talk to anyone. I've added like a few of my professors on LinkedIn, I'm pretty sure. I think a big thing about fashion school is just networking and interning and just getting experience. They have a lot of like career counseling, and you have to learn about getting internships. I think it's required for my major to get an internship, actually. But yeah, it's all about kind of just experience, and it helps you, like pushes you to get those experiences because some of them are required. So I think that's really great. And something I really want to do, which I think I can do my third year, is study abroad. I really want to study abroad so badly. That just seems so fun, especially for like a fashion major. Like, that is so good. I really hope I can. I know a lot of people in my school want to go to Italy. Is it Italy? Yes, I think it's Italy. That's like where most people want to go. I don't want to go to Italy, though. I already know where I want to go. I want to go to China. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But also, fashion school has a lot of different events. So they have their own like student-led fashion shows, which is so cool too. And I really hope that I get to go to one. But Yeah, I mean, I can't go to one now. They also have the Met Museum, which, I mean, the school doesn't have the Met Museum, but the Met Museum is like right next to the school, you know, where they hold the Met. I think that's so cool. And I see people go to the Met Museum like all the time when they're in New York. So I really hope that I get to go too. I'm taking an art history class right now. And one of the things is like was a requirement to go to the Metropolitan Museum. But obviously, since we're remote, we couldn't. But I mean, that sounded like a cool project. I still had to do it, but I just had to like look up art pieces online. So classes in general, like I said, hard to focus, but I do learn a lot. And it's a lot of group projects because I think they really want you to know how to work with other people and cooperate with everyone despite if you have any problems with anyone or anything. Like, you just really have to know how to work together and create a very professional type presentation as if you're like presenting for your boss or whatever. You know, like some of my teachers really emphasize that, like making it professional, not reading off the screen at all, which I feel like in high school, like I always read off the screen, but like presentations are mostly like really, really short bullet points, mostly visuals, and then you just kind of analyzing everything, which maybe if you're listening to this right now, you're like, duh, that's how every presentation is supposed to be. But I feel like, especially like during school this year, like I really had to upgrade my presentation game, my Google Slides game. And also, like, I'm just taking some really weird classes, to be honest, in fashion school. Like, there are some classes that are required that I'm like kind of confused as to why they're required. Like, PE is required. I'm not really sure why, but I'm taking a meditation class, and I mean, that's nice. But yeah, I don't really know why that class is required, to be honest. But I'm also taking a science class, where I need to take a science class, which is also a required class. And it's like not even like sciences that you would think like you would need. Like some of them are like physics, which like I don't really know why you would need physics, but I mean, maybe you do. Who knows? But yeah, science is also a required course. I'm taking a science class next semester, so honestly, I have no clue like if I might have to drop because science is all lab, you know, and lab is supposed to be in person, but I'm not just going to go in person just for one lab. You know, that's kind of stupid. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, I mean, I got to exempt statistics. I was supposed to take statistics this year, but I took it in high school. So that's nice. And I also took AP World and AP Gov in high school. So I got exempt for like one history classes because you have to take like three different types of classes. And two of them, I'm pretty sure, are like history type classes. And so I got exempt for one of them. Yes, but I still have to take another one. But yeah, that's basically all about fashion school. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and I talked a little bit more about school. I haven't really talked about school at all on this podcast or really anywhere. So I really hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, you will hear me again next week. Bye-bye.